A Fitting Psychiatric Diagnosis by Joan Swirsky. Since the very microsecond in 2015 when billionaire builder and TV star Donald Trump descended the escalator in NY City's splendiferous Trump Tower with his gorgeous wife Melania by his side and pronounced his candidacy as a Republican for the presidency of the United States of America, each and every leftist, liberal, progressive, LLP, from all over the world went insane. A big part of that insanity was fear. After a 15-year run hosting the mega-successful TV show The Apprentice, candidate Trump's adversaries knew that they were up against a guy with not only international name recognition as an innovative real estate developer, but also brains, an Ivy League education, a billionaire who could not be bought, bribed or compromised, and who also had that rare and elusive X factor known as charisma. In fact, it was the late political columnist and TV personality, who was also a psychiatrist, Charles Krauthammer, who originally coined the phrase Bush derangement syndrome that ended up fitting candidate Trump so perfectly, hence Trump derangement syndrome, TDS. That syndrome was defined by Krauthammer as the acute onset of paranoia in otherwise normal people in reaction to the policies, the presidency, nay, the very existence of, in 2015 and beyond, Donald Trump. In fact, Krauthammer, in an op-ed, commented that, in addition to general hysteria about Trump, the Trump derangement syndrome was the inability to distinguish between legitimate policy differences and signs of psychic pathology. No problem, but the insanity didn't last long when all those LLPs realized that they themselves had three immensely powerful weapons against candidate Trump. The first was ACORN, Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, which admitted to voter fraud in 2010 and went to prison, but upon release reorganized, changed their name, and by 2015 were back in the vote-rigging business. The second powerful weapon in their Get Trump toolbox was the leftist mainstream media, a media that once lionized Donald Trump, featured his beauteous former model wife on the covers of prestigious fashion magazines, and thanked him copiously for his tremendous contributions to New York City, including for the long-forsaken Wallman ice skating rink. But in 2015, it was a media that was also poised to use all of its power and malevolence to defame, vilify, mock, undermine, and try to utterly destroy candidate, and worse, Republican, Trump. The third, which the LLPs considered their most devastating weapon, was none other than candidate Trump's formidable opponent, the former two-term First Lady of Arkansas while her husband was governor, and also the two-term First Lady of the USA while her husband, President Bill Clinton, was POTUS. And that is not to omit that Hillary Clinton was a former Secretary of State under the Obama regime, and a feminist icon to women around the world, all of whom chose to ignore that she tolerated a husband who spit in her face every day as his serial philandering became globally publicized. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. But this seemingly ongoing blemish was no matter to every gender-obsessed LLP who hoped to be alive long enough to witness the first woman to be inaugurated as President of the United States of America. The symptoms started immediately. All that original optimism notwithstanding, it didn't take long for Democrats to finally acknowledge that they had a very good reason to fear a Trump presidency. Here was a man with limitless energy and obviously impervious to their gratuitous insults, defamation of character, and fabricated lies, as well as instantly ready to level withering and often prescient nicknames, caricatures, and insults right back at them. Who can forget fake news CNN, Crooked Joe and Sleepy Joe, Biden, low IQ war hawk, Liz Cheney, Crazy Hillary and Crooked Hillary, Leakin James Comey, Shady James Comey and Slimeball James Comey, Comrade Kamala, Broken Old Crow, Mitch McConnell, Governor Newsom, Gavin Newsom, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, our great Palestinian Senator, Chuck Schumer, Tampon Tim, MN Governor Tim Walz, and Pencil Neck, Kong. Adam Schiff, so colorful, so hilarious, and to the LLPs, so maddening, so menacing, so mortifying. Smelling the coffee. Again, it wasn't long before the Democrat establishment realized that old Hillary would not have a cakewalk into the White House. That was when they launched their lawfare campaign, which is basically using lawsuits as weapons either to intimidate an opponent, or specifically in this case to persistently badger or bankrupt candidate Trump into quitting the race. They had the wrong guy, and we all witnessed the net result of that historic election. After virtually all the polls and pundits predicted a crushing Hillary victory, we the people had other ideas and literally swept candidate Trump to a decisive and yes, crushing victory into the Oval Office. A wellspring of accomplishments, the Trump presidency was remarkable for its stunning accomplishments, high employment across all demographics, energy independence to last 1,000 years, foreign actors paying their fair share into NATO, for the first time, a significantly strengthened U.S. military, widespread deregulation resulting in billions saved, the unprecedented Abraham Accords in the Middle East, expanding access to affordable healthcare choices and lowering drug prices, on and on and on. It was also remarkable for the obdurate persistence of the peculiar Democrat hysteria at the very sight, sound or even mention of POTUS Trump. Then came 2020. The entire world was watching the returns roll in and, as expected, President Trump was racking up victory after victory in what clearly appeared to be a slam-dunk return to the White House. But suddenly, and for the first time in history, every TV station experienced a complete cessation of coverage. Typical electronic glitch, everyone initially thought. But oh, a glitch for 3, 4, 5 hours? What's wrong with this picture? What was wrong was that the clear victor became the ultimate loser and President Trump was forced to accede to Senator Joe Biden, who even then, in 2020, was exhibiting alarming signs of cognitive decline. Without rehashing the years-long controversy over rigged voting machines and mountains of fraudulent mail-in votes, a la Dinesh D'Souza's explosive film, 2000 Mules, America was stuck with or condemned to Obama 2.0, 11 million illegal aliens breaching our borders, unvetted during the COVID scamdemic, a significantly weakened military, a pitiful and dangerous foreign policy that ushered in not one but 5 raging wars, in Darfur, Yemen, Myanmar, Ukraine, and Israel, not one of which existed in the Trump years. Incurable, and during all these years, nothing persisted more hysterically, more irrationally, than Trump derangement syndrome. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines deranged as mentally unsound, and I would add obsessed. According to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, DSM, of the American Psychiatric Association, obsession is defined as recurrent and persistent thoughts, urges, or impulses that are intrusive, and often lead to repetitive behaviors, in this case of thinking night and day, obsessively, of ways to ultimately convince the vast populace, including multi-millions of subscribers to social media like Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, X, et al., that under Trump, the world would come to an end. Of course, this deranged, obsessed, indeed crazed cult engages daily in inflammatory memes that are largely inaccurate or downright false. When you're obsessed, truth and accuracy are mere inconveniences. Meanwhile, employment is high, Wall Street is pipping and popping, cesspools of crime like DC are being cleaned up, illegal criminals are being deported, wars that raged on for years are being ended, vicious anti-Semitism in American colleges and universities is being aggressively sanctioned, but the derangement and obsessiveness only grows. In fact, writer Zoe Tillman documents that just since President Trump's second term began this year, 74 lawsuits have already been filed. But records show that he has been largely successful in fighting this rabid lawfare onslaught by dozens of partisan left-wing judges, to the everlasting hand-wringing and hysteria of the Get Trump cabal. After years of observing this floridly aberrant behavior, I have to say that President Trump reminds me of Israel, relentlessly attacked but ultimately victorious. Joan Swirsky is a New York-based journalist and author. Her website is www.joanswirsky.com, and she can be reached at joanswirsky@gmail.com.